Amen. Well, take your Bible tonight, turn to Luke chapter 19. Amen. To say it's good to be saved after that ought to just be a given, oughtn't it? Amen. I hope that you came in here tonight and you're not used to that. We have kind of a sick side of us that we almost get a kick out of that, and we see people looking around like, amen. We enjoy that. Amen. Somebody running the aisles and shouting. That's just what you're supposed to do. Amen. I don't know where you died at, but wherever it was, you can get resurrected here tonight. Amen. Luke chapter 19, we'll read a few verses here, throw a fit. Amen. Hopefully. I can see myself doing that. I hope so. But look in verse number 29 of Luke 19. The Bible says, and it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethphage at Bethany, and he is Jesus. I can't think of anybody better to talk about here tonight. Saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at the entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Well, I guarantee you somebody's going to ask. Amen. Somebody got your colt, you'd ask. Amen. Somebody come in your yard and got your, amen, Harley Davidson Electra Glide. Amen. You, hey, what are you doing? So the Lord hath need of him. There's an evangelist in Alabama that needs that. Amen. I don't know where I got all that from. But. Amen. Verse 31 said, if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he said unto them. Well, how about that? It was just like he said it'd be. Amen. I got a real good idea that heaven's going to be just like he said it is. Amen. I know this. Everything he said so far has come to pass. Amen. It is as good as he said it would be. Amen. Where am I at? Verse 35. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they sat Jesus thereon. I got wrote down in the side of my Bible a little donkey that had God all over him. Said, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. Now, does it say there, amen, as they say down south, in your ears, does it say that in your reading?
Yeah.
That the whole multitude shouted?
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be like to be in a place and have everybody shout. I'm telling you, I've been in places where they have swung from the chandeliers. They've crawled, jumped pews. We was at Lackey's that one year. We were having chicken fights down here. You remember that? Everybody was jumping on each other's shoulders. My cousin Jim McGee, he grabbed me and says, come here, big boy, and he jumped on my shoulders. We looked over and Dr. Ruckman was standing on his head clapping his feet. But you know, even in the middle of that, there was people sitting there like this. It says here that the whole multitude of the disciples, it said that all of them did. And I like this. It says, for all the mighty works that they had seen. Folks, they got a picture of something here that they couldn't help but shout. Amen. Here is this man that didn't even have a place to lay down his head. Here's this man that they seen people try to, amen, to ridicule and try to drive out of town. Amen. And they seen him, the first time they seen glorified is right here. And they couldn't hold their peace. Amen. And not just shouting because he's riding on a pony. They're shouting for everything that he done. Amen. And buddy, when he's lifted up, it'll make the saints shout. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm looking for a place to shout. Amen. Clear us off a spot. Amen. And we'll shout. Amen. I'm getting to my message.
Yes, sir.
Verse 38, saying, blessed be the king that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude, oh, there's always them around, said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. What in the world's that fella running the aisles for? Rebuke him. Make him sit down. What are these people standing up and shouting for? What in the world? I couldn't even hear the song they were singing. There's always some of them around. And I kind of enjoy them being around. Amen. Because I like to make fun of them. But here's what I want to preach about. A strange verse. This is a strange verse. Strange statement. Verse 40. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. That's a strange statement. You say, well, it's not literally, you know, the stone. I don't know. It says right there that the stones would cry out. Amen. I almost wish they had held their peace. Amen. I would have much rather read, well, I'm telling you, in that day, the stones started jumping up and down. They started shouting out the glory of God. Amen. And I'm telling you, these stones, I'm reading it now every time I read my Bible. These stones are something else. Amen. I do not want a stone shouting for me. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for showing up here tonight. God, Lord, I thank you for your people. Thank you, God, we can have a place that we can come. And Lord, that you would meet with us. And Lord, it'd be, Lord, a place we can shout and praise God, the best thing that ever happened to us, Lord, you. God, I pray you'll help us now, Lord, do what needs to be done through preaching. God, we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So if the stones could have cried out, and I believe they could have, can I get a witness? Then these stones, they have seen some things down through the eons of time. I mean, if they said they would have shouted, I believe they knew, amen, that he was coming down through that little cobblestone street there in Jerusalem. I believe they know when he walked, amen, in a pasture field. Amen. Say, what'd they do? They say, that's him. That's the one we've been looking for. Amen. So what about these stones? If they could have cried out, and I believe they could have, how about in the Garden of Eden? What'd the stones see there? Amen. You don't know this no more than I do. The stones in the garden before the fall, they may have could have talked. You don't know. Adam could have been walking around and stubbed his toe on one. Oh, excuse me, sir. Stone go, that's all right, Adam. Well, it's a pretty day, ain't it? But it's always a pretty day here. Amen. And you know what they seen? They seen God and man walk together. Amen. They seen the earth in harmony with God. Amen. You know he created the earth, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm telling you, even the day that Jesus died on the cross, the Bible said the earth quaked.
Yeah.
Buddy, I know what makes earthquakes and all that. Say, what is that? Well, that's them tables and shelves down there. Yeah, it's the stones. Amen. And you know what else they seen? They seen the fall of man. They seen when God came looking for Adam. Amen. And they knew what had happened. They seen Eve take of the forbidden fruit, then Adam. And buddy, I don't know if they could have talked on that day. I know this is maybe kind of a silly message, but they seen something horrible on that day. Amen. They seen the start of something, man, alive. The devastation that's happened since then. The death and mayhem and... Man, even sitting here, man, some of you folks coming here tonight, you ain't been here in a while, and the world's beat you around. It all started back there. Amen. You know what them stones seen? They seen God have to come looking for Adam. Adam, where are you? Why, he knew where he was. Well, you know what Adam was doing? He's hiding from him. Then he went over there and took them animals and took their skins. And you know what them stones were? They were splattered with blood. The first time. Probably them stones said, what is this? It's the blood from an animal. Something to be foreseen out through centuries then. And they were clothed. Said, what were they? They were sprinkled with that blood. Said, what was that? That blood was the wrath of God. Amen. They seen the garden shut up. And amen. Then they seen Cain and Abel. You know what them stones there? You know what they were sprinkled with? Man's blood. The wickedness of man. And envy and strife. And amen. And they were splattered with blood again. You say, that's kind of far-fetched. Well, the Bible said the blood crieth from the what?
Amen.
From the ground.
Amen.
Amen. What do you think? It's just a mystical noise. The ground that shouted out.
Amen.
Amen. The stones. What about there with Noah and building the ark? No doubt some of them tools were made of stone. No doubt the stones around that ark, you know what they seen? Seen people laughing at old Noah. Amen. They talked about rain. The stones even said, what's rain? It's going to rain, huh? Did you hear what Noah said? From thence, they were watered from the mist of the ground. The dew of the earth watered them. Noah got that thing built. And God shut the door. And them stones sitting there going, what's going to happen now? And they seen the skies open up. And the deep opened up. And the earth quaked. And you know what they were splattered with then? They were splattered with rain. And that rain was the wrath of God.
Yeah,
what a strange substance. It's coming out of the sky. And then torrents come out of the sky. And you know what them stones seen? They seen men, women, and children. Whole families dashed against them. Bloated bodies and good night. So what was it? The wrath of God. But these stones throughout the eons of time, they've seen some things. That's why the Lord said, hey, if these hold their peace, the stones will cry out.
Amen.
Say, why? Because of the Redeemer. Amen. The one that put everything right.
Amen.
The one that's going to shed his blood. That blood will make everything all right.
Amen.
Mm. How about the stones that made up the altar there that Abraham built? He took his son, his only son, Mount Moriah, them stones around that altar. And they hear Isaac say, Daddy, I see the fire and the wood. And where's the sacrifice at, Daddy? And them stones are going, where? Hey, what's going on here? And Abraham lays his son down, picks up that knife, and God has to holler at him twice. Abraham! Abraham! You know what them stones seen? They seen God provide himself a lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So why would the stones cry out that day? I'll tell you why. Because they seen what God had done. Amen. We've seen what God had done. We don't cry out. What a crime. Amen. Think about your sorry hide and what God's done for you. You mean to tell me you can't say amen? You can't wave your hand in a service? Are you kidding me? What God's done? I don't want a stone to cry out for me. How about Moses? Greatest mountain climber that ever lived. Climbed up on Mount Sinai. The Bible said the mountain shook. Say, why? There was a cloud of the presence of God that came over the mountaintop. Say, what was it? It was God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob came down and met with man again. And with a finger of God, amen, he wrote on tables of what?
Stone.
Moses sat up there. He said, I want to see you, Lord. I want to look at you. He said, no man can look on me and live. The Lord says, well, nevertheless, you see me walk by, you can look at me from behind.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible said God hit him there in the cleft of the wood.
Rock.
The rock. Don't you think them rocks that day?
Yeah.
Amen. up there on Mount Sinai, is as quiet and as desolate as been, and cold as it's been. Say, all of a sudden they had Moses, they had the patriarch of all of mankind standing up there with the God that created all heaven and earth. Hey! Don't you think them rocks, don't you think they were moving and quaking around? The people down there on the ground seen it. I think them stones were lobbying. Moses go and get them tables. Hey, pick me, pick me, pick me. Amen. They want to be wrote on with the finger of God. The greatest documents at that time had ever been known to man. The Ten Commandments. Amen. But down yonder, down there, them stones down there seen something different. Said it sounds like music playing. Sounds like a
war.
Sounds like war. What's going on down there? You know what them stones were sprinkled with down there? Idolatrous gold. And they formed that golden calf out of there. And them stones, oh no. Amen. You ain't never heard of a stone sinning against God. They're placed right where they should be. They do right as they're told. Amen. Why, he even said, don't remove the ancient landmark. Leave that stone there. Amen. How about other places? How about in David's little script there that he got? Man, I love to tell about that. David killing Goliath. Huh? You gotta like that. I've had people get mad at me over preaching that. Had a guy come to me one time after the service. He goes, Brother McGahee, I don't understand. Are you advocating violence? I said, listen, stupid. David killed Goliath. He slung a rock into his head, jumped on top of him, and took his own sword and hacked his head off. How much more violent can you get? Then he carried the head around with him for a while. Put it in his tent. This is the first taxidermist in the Bible. I had a guy up in Lockport, New York, just a couple years ago. I preached on that, and he sat down, come on the front row, and he goes, I got a problem with some of the things you said tonight. I said, that makes me feel better, sir. He goes, you're talking about all this killing and Goliath and all that. I said, I guess you're real proud of yourself, huh? He said, I guess you support our troops too, huh? I said, yeah, matter of fact, I do. Then he said, well, I guess you support a bunch of baby killers, do you? I said, yeah, sure do, fella. And I said, right now, you're pushing all the right buttons to get your tail whipped. Amen. I'm not a bishop. I'm allowed to be a striker. And before it was over with, I had him by the collar, and I told the preacher, I said, this guy's leaving right now. Before I dust him right here in front of everybody. I'm sorry. I said, I probably could have left all that alone. But David killed Goliath. You do realize that. And he sees this big uncircumcised Philistine. He said, who is this that defies the army of the living God? Amen. And he takes him on. He's out there, buddy. He goes over there, the smooth stone. He goes to the brook, amen. Reaches there in the water and gets five of them. And, buddy, they're pushing each other out of the way, going, no, choose me. Amen. He reaches in there and gets five smooth ones, puts them in his grip, and he starts to run across the field and reach in there, and they're pushing each other out of the way, going, oh, I want to be the one. Amen. He reaches in there and grabs one and running across there, puts it in the sling and runs across there, and that stone in there is going, ho, 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 amen, and slings it. So what was the stone doing? Ah! Amen. And sunk in his head. You are forevermore hurt when it sunks in your head. But I got a bunch of these. I know I got to hurry up. I got a bunch of these. How about at Mount Carmel? Elijah there builds an altar, and there's the prophets of Baal. He going, all right, boys, go ahead. He sits down underneath the shade tree. Well, hey, boys, where's your God at? Was he on vacation? Is he in the port-a-john? They're cutting themselves with lances and doing all that. And, amen, you know them stones were doing? Them stones were around that altar laughing. Amen. I heard a preacher preach one time about the water. He gathered so many firkins of water and poured around. I don't know how many firkins there were. I don't know. I ain't preaching about firkins tonight. Amen. But I'll tell you what. I'm telling you, God that never fails. Amen. Come and licked up that sacrifice, the water and all. And them stones, buddy, they seen it on that day. Amen. How about Joshua? Amen. Joshua takes 12 stones and puts them in the River Jordan for the 12 tribes of Israel. Don't you tell me them stones ain't got something to do with stuff. How about Jacob? Laying there and made a pillow. A stone is pillow. You know what that stone seen? That stone seen man wrestle with God. That stone had been laying out there, probably in the wilderness. Man had never hardly seen much anything. Sunrise, sunset, storm every once in a while. And all of a sudden, here's Jacob. Amen. Which would become Israel. And Israel's laying his head on that stone. And he's laying there in that stone one night, and he looks over and he goes, well, how about that? And sees the sky open up and a ladder. And seeing the angels ascending and descending. I don't know. He might have went, you see what I see? Amen. Am I stoned or what? Half y'all got that one. The lesser half got that one. Amen. Amen. Between a place called Shin and Mizpah. Amen. They said this. And he called the name of it Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You know what they did? They held up a stone. They named it Ebenezer. Amen. Say, what did that stone represent? The Lord's help. Well, can I ask you a question? Has the Lord ever helped you? Do you mean to tell me a stone would have more to say than you? Amen. You got a head, my dad, you say, boy, you got a head like a rock. Some of y'all got a head like a rock. But you can use that old rocky head, that old stony heart, and you can aim it toward God, and God will meet with us sitting here. I've seen it 1,000 times. Amen. But what about, man, I've got all kinds of these. What about in the breastplate of the high priest? You know what he had in his breastplate? Precious what? Stones. And you know what they got to do? They got to go in the Holy of Holies. They seen things that common man never see. Amen. But they went in there and that priest had the Urim and Thummim and all that other stuff and blood on his right toe and on his right thumb and on his right ear. Amen. And them stones in there, I don't know if they lit up or whatever they did, but I'll tell you what, in there with the pure presence of God, wouldn't you light up? We are made from the dust of the ground, ain't we? I don't know about you, it sure lightens up my day a little bit when he shows up. I like it. Business picks up when he's around. He ain't always around, but every once in a while he'll breeze by. Mm-hmm. What about standing there, little gal taking an adultery? You know what men did? They picked up stones. I don't know if them stones that day, them stones say, oh, this ain't right. This ain't right what they're doing. You know how many stones have been stained with man's blood over there in the Middle East? Cruel, sinful man. Jesus, on that day, stoops down. And writes on the ground. And he said, hey, ye that are without sin, you cast the first one. Amen. Nobody knows what he wrote on the ground. I believe the stones did. It might have been a little message to them. You don't know. He might have wrote on there, y'all take the day off. Grace has come to town. Amen. 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 Man, that's pretty good preaching if I did do that. Amen. Amen. What about Stephen, the old saint, the old preacher man, stands up in front of them Jews and preaches the whole Bible to them. You know what they did? They picked up stones. But this time, they picked them up, and them stones had their course. I don't know, man. They probably hated it that day. Amen. He said he looked up, seeing the Lord Jesus standing on the right hand of the throne of God. Standing. Amen. Old Stephen looked out and he said, ye stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. Boy, I don't know what you do when you read that. But I've resisted him. I am a resister. I've felt it so many times. I've grieved my Savior. I don't like it either. Amen. Would it be fair to talk about the stone that was there at the tomb of Lazarus? Huh? That is some good preaching right there. Amen. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus came into town. He interrupted another funeral. Amen. He said, hey, roll the stone away. Yeah. Buddy, that stone that day going, woohoo. Yeah. And they rolled it out of the way. Amen. But I'm telling you, there were some other stones that seen something. Yes, sir. And they were at the foot of the cross. Yeah. Yeah. And they seen on the way there, by the way, where them soldiers scourged him. And I remember me and Brother Allen watching that movie, The Passion of the Christ. He said, well, I wouldn't have watched that. Well, we don't care. Really, sir, we don't care. Amen. Amen. I cried watching The Patriot. So surely I could watch one about the Lord.
Yeah.
And me and Brother Allen, we watched that thing. And it was in Latin and all that. And boy, they started, them soldiers took that cat of nine tails and they practiced and they hit it on that stump and it stuck. And they turned around and they pulled it, chunks of wood pulled out of that. And me and him was watching that day and just, man, I could feel it in my soul. And they started beating him. And I'm telling you, I wept. Me and Brother Allen wept so much, I had a headache. And his visage was, they showed all that. And the only light we seen was he's on the cross. And the way the cross kills, it kills by suffocation. If they have to breathe, they pull themselves up and push on them nails. And every time he said anything, he'd have to push up and take a breath like that. And there on that cross, that old thief looks over and says, he pushes up, Lord, will you remember me? And we were watching that thing, and the Lord, his blood everywhere, and he went like this, he went. And his eyes opened up. Man, I'm telling you, woo! He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And say, through all that blood and through all that, say, what'd you see? We seen the Redeemer. We seen the one that saves. We seen them eyes, hey, that can pierce through the darkest heart. Amen. And them stones around there were sprinkled with blood again. But it was the redemption blood that time. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that earthquake and all that. Man, I'm telling you, creation. Amen. The darkness over the face of the earth. God darkened it. Amen. So man couldn't see when he bore our sins. And I don't know. Maybe he darkened it too because he didn't want to see what the earth was doing. Amen. It quaked. Now, I know this is silly. Before I left Brother Allen's driveway over there, I picked up a stone out of the end, close to the end of the driveway. This little old stone, as far as I know, has come out of some quarry somewhere. Yep. And when it got dumped in that truck and brought to Alan Ryman's driveway, I bet you it rejoiced that day. Do you know what this stone has heard and seen?
Yeah. My.
They've seen these kids raised, little old grandbabies. I don't know how many times this one right here has been run over by them tires or folks coming in to visit at night. Yeah. And them stones have said, you hear them in there? You hear them laughing in there? Hey, them girls are singing again. Yeah. I don't know how many times they've heard Miss Linda in there praying. Heard Alan in there praying over kids. How many times they prayed over Josh and he was out. But you know what I got to do tonight? I got to put this in my Bible cover. And I brought him here. And a little while ago, he sat right here and heard everything that went on a minute ago. I know that sounds silly to you. Amen. But I'm telling you, that rock, you know what it's seen? It's seen all of us praising God. And it has never been in a church service before. Huh? It has never felt God like he moved in here a little while ago. He's never heard preaching. I'm glad you came tonight, sir. How about this? Do you remember when somebody brought you to church? Do you remember when you got around this strange thing that we're a part of now? That you can't do without now? Remember the first time you was brought around it? I remember where I was. Pensacola, Florida. I came to Pensacola, Brother Soche. I don't know if you guys remember me or not, but I came in with my long hair and all. I didn't come to go to school. My mom and dad lived there. I came there because I'd got thrown in jail and we lost everything we had. My cousin, my aunt and uncle lived there, and my mom and daddy had moved there. And they said, you can stay with us, son, get your life straightened out, but you got to go to church with us on Sunday morning. And you know what somebody did? Somebody picked me up out of the old rock pile and brought me and set me on the seventh row back. Amen. Five people in. And I heard that old man preach. And he called me names. Stupid. Dopey dope. And that day, in June of 1982, I bowed my head and I trusted in Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. My friend, I don't want you to have to cry out for me.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he's probably saying, you're the one with the voice right now.
Amen.
You're the one that needs to shout.
Amen.
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 If you go over there, the book of Joshua, I could take time to show you, but you go over there to the book of Joshua where Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what he does to make that covenant with those folks? He sets up a stone. And you know what he says? He says, this stone has heard what God said to you and what you said to God. As far as I know, unless you brought a little pebble with you tonight in the cuff of your britches, which the last time I preached this was in Nova Scotia when I got back to where I was staying, I took my pants off and a little stone fell out of the cuff of my pants. And I said, well, how you doing, young man? Do you want to come back here where I was? And the next night I came in, there's a young girl come up to me crying. And that tabernacle's an outdoor kind of tabernacle, and they got gravel down. And she goes, look what I found next to the altar, Brother Mark. And it was a little stone shaped in the perfect shape of a heart.
Lord.
And she was crying. She goes, oh, this one's special to me. Amen. You know what they said about that? You know what Joshua said? He said, this stone heard everything that you did. This stone here tonight, amen, it's seen you come in. This stone don't have the ability to kneel down and pray and thank God, but you do. Amen. You are a creation of God that can turn and look at him here tonight or bow your knee and thank him for everything he's done. Amen. I'll just leave that in your court, and I'll put him right here where he can see everything goes on. Amen. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you for the word of God. And Lord, here tonight, God, we don't want the stones to cry out. And God, what a place. What a place you've already moved here tonight. And Lord, I pray you'll bless every heart. There's young folk here. There's people I've already talked to tonight. Lord, they need to talk to you. God, will you nudge their heart to come to an old-fashioned altar? God, will you do for them what you did for us more? God, will you move? Will you speak to hearts? There's folks here that aren't saved. God, save their soul, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.